Welcome back to Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. On this week's show, we've got some really important information for you relating to how you can keep up with the pace of change occurring as it affects your business and the way you operate it, the way you run it, the way you generate leads, the way you literally run your business on an everyday level. We're going to get to that in a minute, but first I want to mention this show brought to you by Walsh College, our good friends at Walsh. And Dan, we've got a great show ahead. Dan Gliske, my co-host.
Fantastic show, Jeff. And you know, I thought about what you said with pace of change, and it really took me back to when I started my first business. And when something came out called QuickBooks.
And yeah, I remember when you started your first business, the pace of change was year to year.
Yes.
And it went to month. Now it's day to day, minute to minute. I mean, literally.
But having accounting software that used to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars on a desktop that I could actually run my business with, it really allowed many, many small businesses to run. And technology really is the great equalizer in business. And I always thought that, you know, with the website, with the technology that is, people can look like a really big company with technology, but it changes so fast, and they can get obsoleted quickly, too.
And you know, it's interesting. You mentioned it's the great equalizer, and indeed it is for small business to be able to compete with big business. Technology is a great enabler, a great equalizer, but against your competition and your peers, it's the great advantage.
That's right.
It's not just the equalizer. It's great advantage. And so today, we're going to help you get that advantage.
That's right.
By talking to an expert. We've got Chris Cameron from Deloitte Consulting. Chris, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. You're going to help us understand, to get that advantage, you're going to help us understand all about cloud computing. Before you do that, Chris, first, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Dan. Great to be here.
Always good to have you on. You've got a great grasp of technology, Chris. I've known you for a long time. You always seem to be on that leading edge. You always have that advantage that we're referring to. And you're at Deloitte now. Tell us quickly. Deloitte is a huge company.
Largest services, professional services firm globally. We're in Deloitte Consulting, 44,000 practitioners around the world. And so we service 80% of the Fortune 500.
Right. Amazing.
Big business.
You, Chris, as I said, you're always on the forefront of, you know, leading technology, the leading edge of technology and change. You're going to talk to us about cloud computing. First, tee it up for us. What in the world is cloud computing?
That's a great question, Jeff. So what the cloud can mean to anyone is certainly a little bit different. We hear about it in the mainstream media. We have friends, family, other people talk to us about it. So let's take a few minutes to understand all the different dimensions of what it can be. In the simplest terms, you both said it really well, which is, first of all, it's the great theme method to level the playing field, which means for our small business owners, our wannabe entrepreneurs, startup businesses, it's a way to harness powerful computing technology for a fraction of the cost and effort it used to take us. You know, Dan mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, what the advent of being able to run accounting software on a local laptop or computer was. You know, the QuickBooks of the world. I mean, that was a big deal.
Right.
And that brought costs and changed how we could run our business from a financial standpoint. What the cloud does is it shifts our burden of how we operate computer systems from what's traditionally been on-premise investment, which means on-premise is simply I'm hiring IT resources, I've got people managing these systems, and I'm investing in hardware and software.
I've got to get my own software, my own version of it, and I've got to have someone, as you say, to run it, right?
Right. You've got to go put the computers in. You've got to go install all the software. You've got to have folks who maintain those systems. You got to pay upgrades. You've got to manage customizations, and the list goes on and on.
And for small business, that's particularly painful because that's big cost.
It's big cost. It consumes capital that all of us would rather put into other buckets, right? So for small business, job one is sales. So I want to go out and grow my business, and suddenly instead of investing in that marketing plan I want or hiring the next salesperson, I'm now having to license the next version of Microsoft Office or the Creative Suite from Adobe or whatever you might want to choose.
Right. So instead of having it on-premise, it's in this cloud you're talking. Well, first of all, what is this cloud? Where is this cloud?
The cloud is basically these various companies who provide the services to host through these very large data centers all the capability and capacity to serve up these technologies to their customers. And they're simply in a couple areas. Software as a service. We've probably all heard that bounced around.
SaaS. Right?
So that's the application side of the cloud model. That's all the stuff we may use use to run our business that we may see on a kind of user, end-user basis. It would be customer relationship management, CRM systems, the Salesforce.coms of the world, one of the top cloud companies in the market today. It would include Microsoft Office 365 productivity systems. And so companies like Microsoft or like Salesforce manage a large data center that's out there on their premise. We're getting to it through the internet. That's essentially the idea of the cloud.
And Chris, isn't it also things that are free services to end users, like Google Drive, like photo sharing services where you can put your photos in a cloud? That's all examples of cloud computing.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dan. And I think it also gets to something I heard you both mention before, which is how small business owners can kind of jump into their business with now a much lower cost of entry and cost of operation. What you just mentioned is something we all have to keep an eye on, which is the breadth and capabilities of the services we can get for free through the cloud, through companies
that's
like Google,
very important.
And Apple and others. Storage. There's a certain amount of storage I get on my SkyDrive with Microsoft for free. And the amount of that storage, if you had told me what that would be back when I started in technology back in 95 would be staggering. And now we get it for free.
So let's talk about cloud computing for the startup entrepreneur, because cost is always a factor. They're bootstrapping it. They're going to use a used PC if they can. They're going to bootstrap whatever technology they can. How can they leverage cloud computing, both even from a phone system perspective, from computing perspective? How can they maximize that use for the lowest amount of cost so that they don't end up with like a Comcast bill that ends up going up and up and up and up and up, and it never seems to go down?
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Chris, and that's a great question, Dan. We're going to learn now where the rubber really meets the road, Chris. When we come back after a break, we want you to help us understand exactly, to Dan's point, how small business can use the cloud specifically, maybe what it costs and how to use it and so on, so to their advantage. So great. Stick with us here on Startup Nation Radio. We're going to be right back. We're going to learn how to put the cloud to work for you right here on Startup Nation Radio.